It's been something I've always looked at, but I've never really felt. So just the limitations on my life already, third day in, have been really difficult.
And everyone was sitting eating these awesome sandwiches for lunch, and I couldn't eat any of them.
People talking about how hard it was trying to feed themselves on just $2 a day. They did it for 5 days for the Live Below the Line Extreme Poverty Challenge, and it's on again this year. Rundle Mall in Adelaide is just one place where many demonstrations are being held nationwide. I spoke to campaign manager Dan Ryan.
Living on $2 a day for just food highlights just how much tougher it is to include in that not only your shelter, not only your transport to and from work, but also things like education for yourself or for your children. One of the really valuable parts of the campaign for me last year was thinking about that. I did do one day where I tried to live on $1.25 for 12.5 hours just to test how it would go, including all resources. And it meant I was riding a bike to work. It meant that I couldn't use hand towel, hand soap, and I had to be really careful about use of everything, like including deodorant. I did use deodorant. And you get this increased awareness of just how much we consume on a day-to-day basis.
So what has been one of the biggest struggles about getting people to care about global poverty and raising awareness about it?
It's an interesting question. I think a lot of people do care. Over 80% of Australians want to make a difference for extreme poverty. And the response we're seeing to campaigns like Live Below the Line is demonstrating this. Basically, the struggles are getting corporations on board and getting enough government support to
How have
mean
you
that
gone
we can
about
provide
getting that
displays
corporate
like
and
this.
Government support?
Government support, we have some innovative ways of campaigning to really target the key decision makers, and some of the results of that has been seen in the increase in the foreign aid budget. And in terms of corporations, it's about them seeing return on investment. So as you can see here, the corporation that sponsored this display has got their branding here on both ends of the table. So it's a bit of return on investment for them, and also something that they can boast to their internal employees that they're doing showing good action and leadership in corporate social responsibility.
What has been some of the responses of participants who went through it? What have they said after going through, 5 days on $2 a day?
Yeah, the overwhelming response is one of solidarity with those in extreme poverty, appreciating what it means to have to make choices based on limited resources, appreciating what it means to make a mistake, to leave food at home and then have to go without for a day. And also appreciating just how much we do spend on a day-to-day basis on food, realising how much that coffee costs, that chocolate bar or whatever else you just purchased from the canteen. So, it teaches you a whole lot more than what you would initially think. And I found it a huge learning experience and really, really valuable when I did it last time. So I'm looking forward to doing it again.
I asked State Manager Jess Thompson how this campaign put global extreme poverty into perspective for Australians.
This campaign takes away the basic choices. So one of the girls told me from last year she forgot her lunch one day and she was really passionate about the campaign. So it took that choice away from her. She just had to not eat for the whole day when she was at uni. This took away her choice. She couldn't go out and buy food. And this is the same deal with people living in poverty. So it's really realistic to what these people go through. Lack of opportunity, lack of choice.
12:01 on Friday night before I can have a massive feast and eat again. But, 1.4 billion people don't get that option. They don't get to just eat on Saturday. So it really put things into perspective for me today when I was maybe just a little bit negative and hungry and raging